Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. The woman found dead in a fatal motorhome fire in Wonder Valley on March 19th has been identified by the county coroner's office as Margaret Thomas, a 78-year-old resident of Wonder Valley. A dog was also found dead inside the structure. County fire officials said that a space heater was the cause of the fire, and the sheriff's investigation found no signs of foul play. After being cited for indecent exposure near a Yucca Valley grocery store, an Oklahoma man was arrested on suspicion of failing to register as a sex offender. At around 1:30 a.m. Monday morning, the sheriff's Morongo Basin station received several reports that a man was exposing himself near the Stater Brothers East at 58,029 Palms Highway. The man, identified by the sheriff's department as Jerry Green, a 51-year-old from Oklahoma, was placed under citizen's arrest by one witness, though the citizen's arrest was not made in the presence of a deputy. At 7:44 a.m., deputies received a call about a man throwing unidentified objects at a grocery store customer. The suspect in this incident was again identified as Jerry Green. Deputies say they contacted Green at the scene and found that he had failed to register as a sex offender. Jerry Green was arrested on suspicion of failing to register as a sex offender. After tackling several agenda items, the 29 Palms City Council officially hired a new city manager at last night's meeting. Reporter Heather Clisby was there.
Last night, the 29 Palms City Council meeting began with a discussion on Phase 4 of the Project Phoenix Wastewater Plan. While designed to service 18 downtown businesses, plus the city's community center, visitor center, and a future hotel, several issues were brought forth. The council opted to table the issue until the next council meeting to gather information and review Phase 1. The council then discussed the waiving of rental fees for an upcoming sanctuary church event at the community center. In the March 12th council meeting, it was decided to waive the rental fee for the costliest day and ask staff to determine staffing costs for the two remaining days. Resident Susan Peplau warned the council to tread lightly on waiving fees, considering that 120 nonprofits had already hosted free events at the center. She asked to consider the wear and tear on facilities and labor costs. Though the council stuck with their original decision to charge the church just for the labor costs, they agreed to revisit the policy at an upcoming meeting. Community Development Director Keith Gardner provided an update on the Business Loan Improvement Program, designed to inspire businesses to update and beautify their storefronts. Each applicant receives a $40,000 loan per property, with a program total of $350,000. And after months of searching, the council officially hired H. Stone James as the new city manager. After the council unanimously approved the hire, all in attendance broke into applause.
Mayor Bilney.
Aye.
Approved 401.
James and his family will be moving to 29 Palms to begin his new job starting April 29. At the close of the meeting, James addressed the council and all present.
Look forward to really being a part of the community and also meeting with the community and understanding the community, seeing the community through their eyes and to better hone how I contribute to your success and how I contribute to the staff's success. So just wanted to say thank you very much for this profound opportunity. I just can't tell you how excited I am. I've got my family here, my wife Laura, my daughter Sierra, and they're also...
Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission has a new chairman. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with that and more from last night's meeting.
The annual transition of the chairman occurred at last night's Yucca Valley Planning Commission meeting. Former Vice Chair Gerard Noonan was elected to the role of chairman, with Commissioner Alejandro Vasconcelos elected as his vice chair. Former Chair Clint Stoker stepped down from his lead role to kind words from his fellow commissioners, including Commissioner Henderson.
I will start off by thanking former Chair Stoker for his year of service as the chairman. I know what it's like to be in the role, so does Commissioner Thomas, and that's a great responsibility to run fair meetings and get everybody's views and opinions across. Your contractor experience helped us navigate a lot of really technical issues, so thank you for that.
Chair Noonan and Vice Chair Vasconcelos will act in their respective roles for the next year. The Planning Commission reviewed an environmental assessment and site plan for the Star Cafe, a new restaurant, retail space, coffee shop, and bar located at 55761 29 Palms Highway. The commission voted to approve the building of an 8-foot wall and to remove the site's previous conditions of approval, including nearly $50,000 in lieu fees for site improvements. Several commissioners advised that despite the vote, the business should consider the value that sidewalk improvements add to accommodating customer foot traffic. The commission approved an exterior color change for Schroeder Plumbing in its new location near the library and the Tiny Pony. Future agenda items include commercial special events and code changes for street food vendors. Research on the topic is expected to be heard by the town council next month before it will return to the planning commission. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077 in Joshua Tree.
The 29 Palms Public Arts Advisory Council is holding a special session meeting tonight, during which a number of community members will provide guidance on navigating life and business as an artist. Topics will include project proposals, financial planning, goal setting, scheduling, file management, and funding from speakers like Anna Stump, Carolyn Pennypacker-Riggs, Scott Klingscales, and more. There will be an open discussion about balancing your arts practice. Tonight's meeting is open to the public and begins at 6 p.m. at 29 Palms City Hall. The Morongo Valley Community Services District Board of Directors will be holding a special session meeting tonight in Covington Park's multi-purpose room at 6 p.m. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart looks at the agenda for us.
For the meeting's agenda, board members will review, discuss, and approve a set schedule for Fire Chief Brake Build to avoid going over budget for this fiscal year. The board recently decided to instate a spending freeze to avoid overspending on items that aren't on the board's oversight during regular operations. With the district's preliminary budget to consider, the board will also discuss rescheduling a budget workshop. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
The Basin Transit Board of Directors meets in regular session tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m. The board is expected to consider records retention, accounting procedures, and operating budgets. This meeting is open to the public and begins at 5 p.m. at Basin Transit's office at 62405 Verbena Road in Joshua Tree. It's the final few days to register for the 2024 Highway 62 Open Studio Art Tours. This beloved annual event sees artists across the Morongo Basin open their studios to visitors for 3 weekends in October. Any Morongo Basin-based artist is invited to apply, and many artists make buku bucks selling their wares during this event that draws visitors from all over the country. The registration deadline is Sunday, March 31st. You can register as a participating artist at a link in this story at z1077fm.com. And if you're an art fan, save the dates of October 5th and 6th, 12th and 13th, and 19th and 20th for this year's Highway 62 Open Studio Art Tours. And finally, the 29 Palms High School Boys Varsity Tennis Team hosted the Rajahs of Indio yesterday. The Wildcats lost, but the team has shown improvement in their skills throughout the season. In doubles action, the team of Michael Acosta and Ryan Wong won one set. The Wildcats will host Banning for a doubleheader today for their senior night in Cathedral City on Thursday. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.